Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We've got a couple emails we have to get to. You'll want to have a sock or something handy. In the meantime, don't give me that look. I'm trying to, you know, get a little heads up. It's what Casey Kasem calls a tease. Coming up later on, I'll have an email about a dead dog. We got Peter Carlin for the Oregonian coming up. Top five things you missed if you weren't at last night's listener party, not including heat stroke and being parched. All right, let's talk to our good friend Brad, the car guy, the man with the automotive plan. What's up with you, brother?
Hey, thanks for the good time last night.
You may have seen Brad. He was an airline pilot looking swank, I might add. Brother, you
he was looking swamp.
You were, dude, you were styling.
I figured out why pilots get all the chicks. Holy mackerel.
Yeah,
but I'm not saying those folks up there who manage that place are like backwood inbred hicks, but more than a half a dozen of them thought I was a pilot, gave me free food, a player's pass, things like that. You know, here's Richard Nunn, you know, dressed as with his mullet blackened out teeth. They welcomed him to the poker tables, you know, like a relative or something.
Seriously.
God.
Richard and Big Gay Sarah came together, and they were just, just the full-on trash and fit right in with some of the existing clientele.
But, it did come in handy as I was able to come through the back door through the casino complaining that I flew all the way there just to play poker in La Center, and they said, oh, yeah, come on in.
It's okay. So
it was good.
So it's good to know that there was at least a consistently arbitrary way of deciding who could get in and not. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that, beefy security woman who was like the manhandle everybody.
Manhandle being the...
Yeah, I think that's the appropriate term.
Can I just... first of all, we got to thank you, Brad, for getting us... You hooked us up. You got us a cheesemobile in Portland to help get Richard Cheese and crew around.
They were great guys.
So we owe you just the... We owe you like nobody's business. So
hey. The party alone was payment. It was great.
I'm glad you got to see Richard Cheese. Hope you're able to get at least an eyeful of the 1080 girls.
I've been to a lot of media functions, and bar none, you guys have the hottest women in attendance at your functions.
All right, thank
you. No question about it.
I'm going to have you write that down. We're going to put that in our show resume. We put that in our show portfolio from now on.
Absolutely.
All right, Brad, we'll see you at the next one. Thank you, man. I appreciate
it. Absolutely, you got it.
All right, there he goes, Brad, the car guy. So you heard it there from an objective, independent source. A lot of media functions. The hottest women. The hottest women are always right here at your 1080 KOTK. All right, it's 503-250-1080. Peter Carlin coming up later on. Top five. We're going to read some really, really interesting emails. And we got more of your phone calls. Plus, Clyde Lewis will join us. This is Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Sex and Blood. The owner of Halloween Adventure Costume Shop in New York's Greenwich Village says those are the two constants in the Halloween getup this year. Blood seems to have the upper hand, particularly among those who want Siegfried and Rory costumes. He says those who want to be a white tiger with a bloody neck are on the rise. He also said it's not a politically correct holiday.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The Matrix is big for adult superheroes, always big sellers. Spider-Man is big. The Hulk is underperforming.
Let's talk about some of the great costumes we saw last night. There was a guy. Remember that guy at the last party that called Sarah chunky and short? That guy was there again. He was dressed. I'm glad I didn't come as a priest. He had a priest with an altar boy attached to his crotch. So that was good.
He was having trouble walking.
Yeah, I know. I got some big scathing email from a friend of his who's sitting right next to me. I like to say right now, I will talk more about this later, but there was not enough time or opportunity for us to meet everybody last night. And so,
It was very hard to move.
I mean, that's it, man. It was like co-eds in a phone booth. Hard to move.
And it wasn't intentional that we couldn't talk to a lot of people. It's just... We were having the same problems getting around as you guys were.
I got an email from a guy today, which I don't think I'll read it because it's just, it's long. But I got an email from a guy today who thinks that I didn't, because I was in the little lounge area, checking, just making a sweep. And the guy said, hey, Rick, and stuck his hand out. And he said that I turned around and walked off. And it wasn't intentional. I obviously just didn't even hear him or I didn't notice him or somebody was calling my name. You know, there's a million people there. And he's just like, and he ends the email with, I think someone is getting a little too full of himself. F you. You know, a-hole. And like, so I'm reading this morning. I'm like, ah, great, thanks. It's a great way to start the day. So it wasn't, I mean, it's not intentional, man. I mean, there was, I don't even know how many people were there last night. I mean, I couldn't even begin to guess. But there was 50 pounds of mud in a 3-pound sack last night. And I will tell you this up front. I'm not going to sit here and, I don't want to sit and disparage anybody or point any sort of an accusatory finger. But I mean, it was packed. It was nothing that we anticipated. It was nothing that we planned. The layout seating arrangements would, I think, if we had been running things entirely, would have been done differently. And there would have been more space. So if you did not meet people from the show, you know, we always say, you know, we go there, and it's me and Clyde and Sarah and Matt and Tim and Rob and Kristen and Trey and, like, the 1080 girls. Because our goal is always that I want people to come to a party and feel like they went home after having met at least a few people. Or like, yeah, I met Tim and Rick. Or, yeah, I met Sarah and the 1080 girls. Or I met the Low and I met Matt. You know, I just, whatever. And so there's a lot of people came last night and didn't meet anybody. And I feel really bad about it. And I mean, there's nothing I can do about it at this point. I feel like a big tool. You know, I feel like a schmuck, but I, you know, but it's just, it was, at a certain point, it was impossible to move. I mean, I felt like I was at the, you know, that Woodstock 99 thing or something. It was just impossible to move or get anything done. People had a good time. I think if you were there, you saw Cheese. It was a great time for that. But I mean, it was packed out and like nobody's business. And it was difficult to kind of get some of that work done. So anyway, lessons learned. Are we still in the news?
Yeah, we're going to, go over some of these highlights.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We got Peter Carlin here, so can we bump that?
Sure.
All right, I'll tell you what. So what's the weather going to be today, and we'll kind of move on.
It's going to be nice.
All right, there you go. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, with a heart full of hate and a head full of snakes, our good friend Peter Carlin, TV critic for the Oregonian. What's up with you, man?
Just living life, my man, you know, just keeping it real.
So, you're not keeping it real.
I know. I keep it as phony as I possibly can.
You're not kicking it with the kids. You're not big pimping.
I'm trying to look sinister these days.
How are you accomplishing that? Are you getting like those Michael Keaton eyebrows or a goatee or something?
No, I wear a hood over my head and kind of slouch.
I carry a big knife and the severed head of a small baby with me at all times.
And I'm trying to develop a hair trigger temper, so if anyone does anything to offend me, I instantly pull a gun.
Excellent. That's, you know, you fit in so well with us.
Yeah.
There's always job openings happening here at KOTK. So I mean, if you ever want to move on over to the world of the electronic media, my friend, you've got a loving home here waiting for you.
If you guys will pick up my legal fees, then I'm totally down.
And we're just gonna add it to the pile, man. We're just gonna put it. We got lawyers on retainer for miles here, so we're just gonna add it to the list of people that we're busy defending from current legal actions.
And I'll need a bulletproof car, of course.
Okay, well,
because my enemies, you know,
because enemies out gunning for you because
because I'm bad and they know it.
Because you're bad and you from around the way where they do a thing. And did you read that thing about how 50 Cent is trailing? He's got a 6-year-old kid and the kid has to have a little custom made flak jacket.
That's so sweet.
No lie, he's got a little like armored Humvee he travels in and a little custom made bulletproof vest for his 6-year-old.
See, that ain't living. You know, well, you just got to go find your enemies and apologize and see what you can work out.
Yeah,
as opposed to this whole thing of like, you know, they might gun down my 6-year-old, but I guess maybe it sells because here we are talking about it.
I mean, it's like imagine the Four Tops and the Temptations going gunning for each other. You know,
yeah.
What I mean?
Well, they were all on the same label, so it'd probably be more like. It would be like the Temps versus
and Sam and Dave.
Well, yeah, yeah. Those guys from down in Georgia, the Muscle Shoals guys.
No, we heard the Booker T and the MGs are gunning for us. We better. Let's welcome also to the Rick Emerson Show the original Harry Scary guy, the host of his own damn fine radio program, Clyde Lewis of Crown Zero. How are you, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
I am unbelievably resilient.
Yeah. Now, Peter, you didn't come to our listener party last night.
I tried, but it was too crowded.
Are you just screwing with me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
But wasn't I could have stuck with that all day long.
I wouldn't have known the difference. You know what?
You would have been apologizing profusely to me.
The list of people that I'm going to be apologizing to for the next month is like 700 names. It's like I'm apologizing. I might as well just pick up the white pages and start dialing in a groveling voice.
Yeah, I do it every day.
Yeah.
What sounds like you guys are, how many people were there? It sounds like you need to do your next one at the Rose Garden.
No idea. I mean, we did last Halloween's, but the last time we were in La Center, the last time we were at a casino was last Halloween. We've done a few since in other places, and last Halloween, by the end of the night, we're like, that's it, we're too, again, not to be all about the glory of us, but we're like, you know, we're just too big to come back here. The crowd is too big, they can't hold.
How many people are you getting in these things?
I don't know. I mean, capacity plus 100, you know, at one point last night.
Well, what was capacity at the place?
I don't know. What's capacity?
Are you talking like 800 people?
Well, they had initially claimed like 600, but I think it was really like 3, wasn't it?
Between 3 and 400,
yeah.
Plus a line outside, you know.
Whoa.
40, you know, it was some whatever, 30 miles away, in the cold. So, I mean, you know, we draw whatever number of people, but I just last Halloween, we're like, yeah, it's just too big, we can't come back. But, you know, we did our best to make last night work, but it's just the crowd was just too... too big, but you know, again, I'm not the, you know, it's not the crowd's fault. It's our fault because we suck.
Your spoon was too big.
Because we're lame. So I think we're just gonna have to rent out Wembley or something. You know?
There you go.
Anyway, so yeah, well, you come to the next one and we'll try not to have it be such a gigantic Altamontian debacle. I mean, that's the only thing. At least there wasn't any stabbings that I know. There were gropings, but that's about it.
Sure.
So, anyway, I know we were going to talk about some TV stuff, but my brain is barely functioning today. I will tell you, though, that I'm 2 episodes into Skin, and that is just the best damn show.
It's a darn fine show.
It is, man, and it's like, you know what it is? It's what on the show we call pulpy. You know, it's frothy and pulpy. It's not very deep. It's a confection of a show, but goddamn is it entertaining. And it is Ron Silver is so good. That guy has got what they call gravitas. That guy has got so much presence.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great, great show.
Yeah.
Really good. What else is out there? What am I supposed to be watching?
I'll tell you, man, without a doubt, without a single goddamn doubt, the best sitcom on American broadcast TV is going to debut on Sunday. It's on Fox at 9:30. It's called Arrested Development.
Oh, that's Ron Howard, right?
Ron Howard, yeah. And actually, he produced it and everything, but narrates it as well, which I hadn't really, didn't remember from the first time I saw it. But it's about this amazingly dysfunctional rich family in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And Jeffrey Tambor is in it. He plays Hank on the old Larry Sanders Show.
I know.
He plays the father, and Jason Bateman, of all people, plays the one sane son who is a decent guy. And David Cross is in it, and it's one of those single cam, no laugh track type of shows.
Yeah.
And just brilliantly funny, just brilliantly put together, and as a sign of almost unbelievable quality, at the moments when it tries to be touching, it's kind of touching.
See, and that's what those...
But they do it the honest way, out of characters, and, you know, the characters are humans, and you understand what, you know, these bizarre, you know, you can sort of, that their sort of bizarre eccentricities are rooted in real human weirdness that you can kind of, you know, understand on a visceral level.
And is this from Imagine Entertainment?
Yeah, it's Ron Howard and Brian Grazer, and they're the money boys, but I'm sure there were, you know, the writers, the guys that actually run and created the show.
Well, here's why I know this show, Arrested Development, will be good, because Imagine Entertainment, Grazer and Howard are the same two guys that did Sports Night, along with Aaron Sorkin, but they were the guys, they produced it, they backed Sports Night.
Yeah.
And Sports Night, for my money, is the best sitcom of the last 20 years, for me, I'm saying. And, of course, it was so good, you know, and the same thing, there were touching moments, but they had to work for it. They worked for it and got to it honestly.
Yeah.
And it had sparkling dialogue, it was very well done. But, so Arrested Development, that's on Fox?
Fox, yeah, that's your Channel 12 here in the Portland viewing area.
Are they going to give it a chance, you know, and not screw it like they did the Andy Richter show?
Anyone's guess. You know, it's like my my friend from San Francisco wrote his review that was published today. Mine will come out on Sunday. Said, like, you know, it's a brilliant show, and unfortunately that may mean that it's doomed.
Yeah.
But you never know. I mean, the thing is that it comes on right after, it's in that their powerful Sunday night lineup. It's got the kind of family thing going on that people might seem to gravitate toward. The one thing about the rap on Richter from Inside Fox, even though they loved, a lot of those guys seem to really love the show, was that, you know, the one thing that the disconnect here seems to be the fact that it's not about a family and that it's really hard to, you know, it was just a bit too big of a leap away from everything else that was already established in that lineup.
Families piss me off. I'm tired of shows about family.
Yeah, I know, but it's the big evergreen, and it's like with the first, like, major series on TV that debuted in January 1949 was a family sitcom.
Yeah, it's just one of those things you can't. It's like the fish out of water. Just one of those things you can't get away with. Oh, hey, speaking of bad things, though, so is it? So they canceled, or I'm sorry, they withdrew Coupling, right?
Yeah, well, it's just for sweeps, you know. But that's like, of course, the first death knell right there.
Somebody told me that they yanked it. Somebody said that because the first two episodes were pretty good, but the first couple episodes were Xeroxes of the British version.
Well, yeah, absolutely. They just used the same script, and, you know, they kind of took out some of the Britishisms and added a few Americanisms and, you know, photocopied it, and there you go. But the actors, I think, are so, one of the problems that the actors are so damn charmless and no fun to watch, except for the fact that they're so gosh darn pretty that, you know, I think people took a walk and intelligently so.
And this is the other thing about the British. I mean, I know it's an old saw by now that the British are funnier and better at this sort of thing than us, but this is what, God, I watched the first episode of the second season of The Office, which is, I believe it was where the boss told that racist joke. And
right.
It was just hilarious, though, and it was so good. And they have the guts to cast the show with normal-looking people, which doesn't always mean ugly, doesn't always mean beautiful, but, I mean, the people who look real, like the whatever the girls, I forget her name, the blonde girl who works the front desk. Dawn, very attractive, would never make it in an American sitcom, though.
Right.
And it just makes the show, and the show just has, it's like, I think it was Aaron Sorkin that said at one point, he said, I am of the unpopular opinion that the people who watch television shows are at least as intelligent as the people who write them. and that you can tell that the guys at The Office know that. They bank on it, that the people are going to get it, and they don't have to be spoon-fed a lot of things. And that's why I think things get so dumbed down when they come over here, like Coupling. So they I know it got pulled right before they were about to switch over to the original American scripts.
Oh, is that right? Well, it'll be back after November.
Lucky us.
I know. Well, you know, we'll see how it works,
yeah.
But I don't have high hopes. Did you catch the end of Joe Schmo?
I did not. I actually haven't. I know a lot of people are just raving about it, and I haven't seen it yet.
Fantastic. It was the best reality show climax ever, as far as I can.
Well, what happened?
Well, you know, they get to their final, like, elimination ceremony, where they're it's like the end of Survivor, where they're gonna say who won all, you know, the $100,000 grand prize.
Right.
And it turns out that the three finalists are Matt, the guy who thinks it's real, and, Brian, who's his buddy, and Hutch, who is known as the asshole. And,
I did actually have to bleep that.
Did I? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
Hutch
okay.
is an
a-hole.
Jerk.
A-hole, you can say.
Yeah, he's the jerk.
Yeah.
So, I never know what your limits are.
Yeah, we don't either.
It's odd to me that you can take the Lord's name in vain, but you can't say what I just said.
Well, you know, and what you just said, actually, Phil Hendry and Don Imus both use.
Yeah.
But Likas won't, and I won't. So it is.
Oh, won't. It's your call.
I won't. Well, it's, you know how the FCC is. They're just, you have to guess what the limits are. So.
Yeah.
So
then the Hutch seems to win this thing, and Matt is there, like, trying to be gracious and applauding and smiling, even though everyone loathes the Hutch, and it's very bizarre that he could have possibly won the money, you know, been voted the money.
Yeah.
And then the host, like, suddenly is getting this message through his earpiece, and he says, "What? There's a problem. Someone here isn't who they say they are." And there's this long moment, everyone's looking at each other, and the Hutch raises his hand and says, "Okay, it's me. You know, my name's really David Rawlins, and I'm an actor." And everyone's like, "Ah." And he says, "But don't give me that. I'm not the only one. Come on." And he looks over to Kip, who is the Cuban gay guy, and said, "Come on, you tell him, Kip." And Kip, who's been, you know, sort of talking like this the whole time, you know, suddenly just goes, "Yeah, me too." And Matt is like, and he let loose this, as everyone else began to raise their hands and tell them who they were, he just wailed in this plaintive voice, "What is going on?" And then they kind of like they tried to, but it was almost heartbreaking when Brian, who's been like his best pal for the entire time, and they had both, and he had spoken at length about how tight he was with Brian, how you know they were always going to be best buds. He
right.
turns to this guy who he thinks is his best buddy and says, "Our dude, just tell me, are you an actor? Tell me, dude." And he's like, "Everything I told you about my life is really." He goes, "Dude, tell me, are you an actor?" And he goes, "Yeah." And the look on the guy's face is just, you know. Anyway, it just went on like that, and it was just an absolutely riveting 2 hours. And you know, when they went back and they did, you know, they showed some of the early improvs, and they let Matt watch like the rehearsals for these real life, for what he thought were real life arguments and fights that he was trying to help these people navigate through, and just the look on his face when he saw them like going over their lines.
So are they going to rerun this so I can watch it? I feel like a tool.
I hope so. I think they probably will because, you know, the audience just, like, increased, like, by leaps and bounds every week.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen the final episode yet, but I've been watching it for about the last 4 weeks or so.
Yeah.
And it's funny to see all this stuff. It's like the main guy, Matt, will leave the room, and they're sitting there just, like, talking about how they're setting him up and kind of laughing about it and everything, and it's just...
Well,
yeah, it's just painful.
The thing about it that was cool and that kind of kept it from just being another one of those humiliation shows was that they obviously loved the guy because he was so sweet and he was so good. I mean, every time he was given an opportunity to screw someone over, he wouldn't do it. And every time he saw somebody else screwing somebody else over, he leaped into the fray and said, "You're not going to do it." I mean, he was just like the decent guy.
Yeah, the guy that they cast, that Matt guy... It wouldn't have worked if it was anybody else in that spot.
Because he wasn't a jerk. He was a great guy. You just wanted to hang with the dude. And, you know, and he was a little bit of a doof at times. He wasn't above, you know, kind of being moronic. But who isn't? I mean, my God.
All right, so Arrested Development this Sunday, and then...
Whenever they repeat Joe Schmo.
And, of course, it'll probably come out on DVD, undoubtedly.
The Schmo, I hope. The other thing I just hope, I don't know how they could possibly do it, but it would just be awesome if they could somehow just do it again. I mean, I don't know how you do it, but...
Well, they managed to do Joe Millionaire twice, so... All right, you can read him in print in the Oregonian and online at OregonLive.com, and you can see him at our next listener party, Peter Carlin. All right, have a good weekend, man.
You too. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, we'll be back with Clyde Lewis. Phone calls, top five, emails that may or may not be family-friendly, and all that. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
229, Tim Riley with the news, brought to you by your friend of the diamond business, the Shane Company. On the western corner of Highway 217 and Shoals Ferry Road, open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, or online at shaneco.com. Jewel turns up at an all-new The Lion's Den as Jack Turner's, who is actually Rob Lowe's, ex-fiancé. Jewel, how did you get this role on this program?
Rob told me actually that his wife was the one that thought of me for the part. I guess she had seen me in Ang Lee's movie Ride with the Devil and suggested me for it.
Talk about your character's connection to Jack Turner.
My character and Rob's character were engaged for, we went out for about 2 years, I think, and sort of broke up over... You know, we were both sort of busy. And then you end up seeing me come back as a surprise.
Oh, listen to this. Speak of TV a couple of minutes ago. Six men who appeared on a British reality TV show aren't happy about the outcome. The contestants on the show, Find Me a Man, learn at the end of the show that Miriam, a leggy South African brunette they've been pursuing, was a pre-operative transsexual. Now they're suing. Portland Metro forecast for this afternoon. Sunny skies. Well, that's wrong. And for tonight, clear and cold. Lows 25 to 30. Sunny again tomorrow. Highs in the 40s and 50s. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, so Rick Emerson Show, we're here with Clyde Lewis. Friday, the day after. The best of times, the worst of times.
But I must say I'm not hungover today. Didn't get anything to drink.
Yeah.
Didn't do any drugs. And,
couldn't really
not really. Didn't go home with any women, so I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm very full of...
Well, you need to learn how to rap.
Yeah, apparently, besides like Rick and I, you're the only guy associated with the show that didn't. So,
Jesus. Well, I mean, I got a lot of touchy-feely. A lot of women like to touch me. I don't know. It's nice to be touched, and it was nice.
Hint, hint.
Well, no, I'm just saying it was nice to be like somebody commented knee deep in booty. I was knee deep in booty last night.
Knee deep in booty, the Clyde Lewis story.
And but I didn't go home with any of the booty, and I didn't get anything to drink, and I didn't do anything that was illegal. So I think that I'm...
So it's a disappointment on all fronts.
So, I don't know.
We got this. Rick, last night, if I'm not mistaken, you said that your MILF is not a mom at all. I'd like to point out it's very unfair to call someone who's not had kids a MILF, nor should they be able to fall into that category. The operative word is mother. Please, for the sake of fairness, please call her something else. Here's a picture of me and my best MILF friend as good cop, bad cop. All right. Had fun.
Can we just call her an ILF?
Yeah. Had fun. Would have stayed longer if moving and breathing had been possible.
I felt like a firefighter last night.
Oh, this is from Weapon Master Ian's wife, Jen.
Yeah, she was the bad cop.
She was the
bad
cop, and she came with a good cop, and they were both very, very, very stunning. So.
As long as Ian's not around to hit me, I could say we could all classify Jen as a MILF.
Yeah.
But Ian, I didn't actually say that.
No,
if you're listening right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, because that's not a thing you can say.
No, not
it's
at
not
all.
Something you want to do. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show the greatest damn entertainer in the history of all things entertainee, Richard Cheese from Last
Good
Against
evening,
the
and welcome back. How are you, baby?
I think the drink I ordered is finally coming.
Yeah, that was some great service there at that place, wasn't it?
Yeah. Dude, I got to say, we have a theory that as long as you start big and end big, people will kind of forgive whatever else. And we had a big intro with the girls, and then my friend, at the end, you saved our bacon numerous ways last night. You did the best entertaining I think we've ever seen.
Well, thank you, sir. We had such a good time, and I'm actually at the airport. We're getting ready to leave. We wish we could stay because there were so many women left to sleep with.
Well, I think, fortunately, the Low, who was doing some, the hip-hop artist who was up earlier, several of our sales guys, and the guy dressed as the kissing booth, they did the best to take some of that off your hands for you. So.
Good for them. And thank you again, Rick, so much for having us in for the big party. You guys were so nice to us. And we had such a fabulous time, and I don't know if anyone saw my piano player smooching on one of the 1080 girls. That was fabulous.
I didn't see that. Matt?
Oh yeah, I completely saw that too.
Yeah.
There's video circulating of it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. That's not
that
a thing
fun.
I can testify about. We will have you back anytime. You travel safe, and thank you to Lounge Against the Machine. You guys tore it up like it has never been torn up before, all right?
I would love to, and please, Sarah, are you listening?
I am.
I love you, baby.
I love you too, darling.
Right. I love that.
All right, there you go. Ladies
Thank
and gentlemen,
you,
one more time for Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine. There you go.
I think everybody loved Sarah last night.
Everybody got a little Sarah.
Every comment that I got was about
Sarah.
Sarah's
gem, man. That costume, you look flat. I mean, I can say this. Yeah. I know that you're technically my subordinate, and I'm not supposed to say this. So, Denise in HR, don't listen. But you looked flat out hot last night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sarah,
it took me a while to put that together.
Sarah looked full on good.
Sarah Love was all over the house.
All right. Let's quickly go through these here. Let's get Tom in Portland here on Hot Talk Tonight at KOTK.
Hey, what's up, Rick?
What's up, man? What do you got?
Hey, much love to the KOTK crew and all. You guys had a great time last night, and the bus kicked ass. And thank God for VIP passes and how smooth they go. And I was right there by the drum set the whole night, me and my group of people, and we had the total, you know, Kristen and Blonde full action right in front of us the whole night, and it just kicked ass.
Yeah, those, I gotta tell you, by the end of the night, there was like a full-on KOTK girl orgy happening over by the stage. Kristen, Glory, some blonde girl that we cannot identify. We don't know who she was, but she was gorgeous in like a taupe colored kind of an outfit. I mean, it was good, good stuff. So.
Totally. And Richard Nunn was like all over my mom last night, too. It was great. She was like Vera Cat.
Richard Nunn was all over my mom.
Yeah, it was that great, man.
That's another song, Rick.
Yeah, that's our new song. Richard Nunn banged my mom.
You guys should put that one together.
Seriously. Tom, thank you for coming out, brother.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot. You guys have a good one.
All right, there you go. Richard Nunn was all over my mom. Yeah, put that on a bumper sticker. Richard Nunn banged my mom. James, a full-time listener on a cell phone. James, what's up, brother?
Oh, not much, man. Hey, don't beat yourself in the head, man. You got around pretty good. I've been to two of your parties. I got you both times.
Well, we did the best we could. You know, we made a small pitcher of lemonade out of a mountain of lemons last night.
Hey, lemons. Me and my friend came up with a conclusion.
Okay.
Mobile portable bar.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because when we were at the place across the street, we were across the street from them last year. We did it twice. The first time they had one bar and a lot of pissed off people, and the second time they had four bars. The second time we last Halloween was the second time we were across the street, and they had four bars because they learned the first time not to just have one bar.
And a bigger VIP area, man. We couldn't get... TOK girls weren't all over the place, man. They tried, but they couldn't get everywhere. And one of them had a leech on him, man. I swear to God, every time I looked over there at Jessica, she had this Halo guy surgically attached.
Yeah. Well, you know what we're going to do next time with the 10-year-olds? We're just going to grease them up so they can get through the crowd a little better. We'll just oil them up there. So, James, thank you for coming out. We appreciate it, man.
Oh, no problem, man. Both times. I was at your birthday party and then this one. They were both awesome, man.
God love you, brother. Well, we'll see you next time, man.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, there you go. There's James on the cell phone. We're going to go to the house of Rick in a moment. On a cell phone, Paul, you're on Hot Talk tonight at KFTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick, man, that was a great party. I think I was walking in the path of Jesus because I took the bus, and Rob had it going on all the way up. I got on downstage left, that far left table, so I had tons of booze. But
so
I got to
You're the one. You're the guy who got to drink.
No, I mean, I was drinking wine, and they were bringing me pints. Pints
what
of wine.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, and pint glasses. But did you catch the harem girl?
The harem girl, I did. She was down front.
Oh, my God.
She was right by Diana
from
downtown.
Do you need a theme for next year?
Yeah, what's that? What's that?
Do you need a theme for next year? No way, man. Harem girl.
I think we need her to be a 1080 girl next year.
Oh, my God. She was awesome. But the thing is that I've been a long-time listener. Never, I'm not on the web. I've never seen any of you. And it was a shock. You and the 1080 girls and Sarah and Christine, you know, you all pretty much look like, but Matt was a shock. I didn't expect this burly or girly guy, you know, I'm not girly, but burly, hurly guy. But Tim Riley, if you go cool to 1 from 100, then when 100 stops, that's when Riley Factor stops. That dude is like awesome. I mean, I was sitting next to him all night and I said, "You are really Tim Riley?" I couldn't believe it. I mean, is there anybody cooler on the planet?
No, there isn't. There isn't.
We're all living in Tim's shadow, man.
He's the backbone of the Rick Emerson Show. Yeah, we are just his sidemen.
And then the other thing is that I wanted to talk to Clyde, but you know, what's with that Klingon outfit? I mean, he looked like he was ready to kick somebody's ass.
He was the Gene Simmons.
I'm always trying to kick people's ass.
The Gene Simmons of the Klingon world.
I wanted to talk to you about something.
Well, I was trying to talk to everybody last night. I mean, in fact, I talked to a lot of people last night. In fact, I was rescuing people last night. That was my
job. You didn't seem to be looking like you were ready to talk to anybody.
Yeah,
you looked like you wanted to kill somebody.
Yeah, well, that is Clyde. He eats babies. Paul, we got a boogie. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time. There's Paul. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. We'll be back. We got more on the way. Your phone calls, your emails. The recap continues. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
It's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I'm going to get right to it here because we got a few things to get to. We got this from, we got a couple from Samantha, the 1080 girl. This one just says, "Thank God for Richard Nunn and Trey. If not for them, I would remain sober. What nice men, so helpful. God damn, my head hurts. I'm at work in my pajamas and sunglasses. By the way, how about for the next listener party, we just get a bunch of kegs and have it at PIR. Sam. I think I read this one already. Paul from the Dry County Crooks, worth every penny. Good God damn almighty." It's from someone who shall remain nameless. All right, this is from Samantha, and the subject line is, that limo ride that everyone's talking about. Lowe mentioned the limo ride earlier. Apparently, it was satisfying for him. Samantha says...
I've actually also, before this gets read, I've also got confirmation from the driver.
Really?
There was some loving in the, yeah, not like full-on loving, but there was some loving going on in the back end.
Sam says, just to get my 2 cents in on the limo ride, Sam is the blonde, by the way, with the lollipop. Let's say I have some bruises today and scraped knees and elbows. Hungover but happy, my lips are sealed on any other details. So there you go. So there's the word from Sam.
So who did she thank for the drinks? So it could either be Richard Nunn or Trey.
I'm not saying a damn thing. I don't know.
And Richard didn't ride back.
Yeah, Richard wasn't in the limo, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we may have deduced the secrecy here.
Nothing else helped, you know. It's not like we were drinking before then either, so.
Yeah, I don't know from thanks. Let's quickly get Rob at the house of Rick. What's up, man?
Hey, Rick, how are you today?
Dude, I think I'm better than you.
Oh, Jesus, man. I don't think... Thank God for that bus and whoever the bartenders were that came on that sucker, because they brought enough alcohol that I didn't really need one at the party. And I used to have hate for Jolie, and now I have hate for a new woman. I don't know her name. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh,
I'd like
to
F that stupid bitch with a passive... stack of laminated VIP passes.
All right. There's Rob from the House of Rick. He could be talking about any...
sponsored.
He could be talking about any number of women. He could be talking about the woman that used to rent me my apartment building. We could
the
be talking...
The woman who looked like a troll?
We could be talking about the woman that works at Plaid Pantry. We could be talking about the...
Well, hopefully she'll be working there soon.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, great party, man. I had a great time. People were... You guys were fantastic, and Richard Cheese just brought down the house.
All right, yeah, Richard, and thank you for all your help, by the way.
Hey, and I'm there for you guys anytime.
Rob at the House of Rick. Okay, I got to read one more thing here before we get to Matt, before we get to Clyde, rather, who's going to whore some things. This is from, let's see, what doesn't have a number? Rick and Matt, what an awesome party. I'm disappointed, even though I flew all night from Miami, Florida, to be there. I was also in line for an hour. After talking to Matt, who should have said, Heidi, you're such a wonderful person for being my personal trainer for free that I will give you VIP passes. That didn't happen. But after flashing my breasts and a man at the table, he rounded up enough VIP passes to get us in. Pictures included. I am on the right. Hold on.
Heidi's great.
I met Heidi.
She's absolutely great. I went and I was supposed to get back over to talk to her later in the night, like I told her I would earlier in the night.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't so much happen because
she says, I'm also the woman that got kissed and felt up at least 3 times by one of your hot dog babes, the same one. Great kisser she is, by the way. If you know which hot dog girl it was groping me, please tell her thank you for arousing my husband enough to give me one of the longest nights of unimaginable sex I've ever had. I love your show and listen as much as possible. I think I have hot talk babe-itis. Let me know if you will be needing a fresh face or body soon. Yeah.
Did you mean for a hot talk girl or just in general?
I'll sort that out.
All right.
Could you please F Matt with 5 VIP passes and an empty bottle of Cuervo?
This F Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Thank you, Heidi. I'm sorry.
Did anybody meet the beautiful girl, the beautiful woman that was with Colonel Sanders last night?
I did, the schoolgirl.
She was beautiful.
In fact,
I had a chance to spend some time with her. She was just remarkable.
I know you've got
mad.
Is
it in the limo?
No, it wasn't in the limo. No.
I know you've got mad whoring you want to do.
Well, yeah, of course I got mad whoring to do. I got a lot of... This is my time of the year, right?
Yes, it is indeed. This is like Christmas and New Year's all wrapped up in one for you.
Let's see.
just take as much time as you need. No, I'm not doing anything else.
Tonight I'm going to be doing a War of the Worlds tribute, and it's really good. I was here till 7:30 in the morning working on it, and it's basically a compilation of music and commentary and... It's like living through what happened in 1938 onto 1947 with the Roswell crash onto what happened in 1997 with the Heaven's Gate cult and then 9/11. It's like reliving it all wrapped up. It's the idea of the war in the world, or the War of the Worlds from 1938 when they did the broadcast that scared everybody.
And I've heard some of this. It's stunning.
So it took a lot of work. And
you really got to listen to this. The best radio you're ever going to hear.
And they're probably not. They're probably going to be out getting drunk and trick-or-treating, but I put my heart
probably
into
still
it.
Waiting for a drink in Lasana.
Yeah, they're probably all waiting for their drinks. And so if you get a chance to tune in. I may rerun it again tomorrow. Maybe not. I don't know. Tonight, let's see, what am I doing tonight? Oh, I'm going to be doing a Halloween party. I'm going to be bumping around to people's bars all night and go to the Jesus Presley gig. And then tomorrow night is Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead. Now, if you didn't get a drink last night, you can get a drink tomorrow night. We're going to have the Day of the Dead party starting at 11 a.m. It's going till 10 p.m. We'll have the Hell Candidates taking the stage at 8. But there's going to be all kinds of stuff. Ghost hunters, ghosts. You're going to be able to see them on film. If you've never had a paranormal experience, you're going to have one at this party because we actually take on the dead. It's going to be really fun. So come on by and do it.
We'll wrap it up after this. Yeah. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
So let me understand this. There was Mackin in the limo on the way home for Trey. There was Mackin in the limo on the way home for Lowe. There was Mackin with Glory and this hot, hot, hot Heidi girl. There was all the 1080 girls Mackin on Kristen. Diana was making out with Paul in the kissing booth.
1080 girl Sarah was getting on with keyboard player from Cheese.
I didn't see that. I don't know anything about that. We got this, Rick. This is from Aaron Deacon in the city. Dude, good times to be had at the party. I want to give a big you're welcome to the guys in the back who got my drinks. Thanks, guys. Way to help a brother out. Thanks for the good time, though. Not much can get a geek like me out of the basement. Aaron, geek in the city. P.S. F. Matt with my botched grace macking.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
What are you talking about?
Oh, what happened?
I don't know.
I just read them as they come in. Just read them as they get here. Clyde Lewis, you're going to be unleashing the forces of darkness where?
Unleashing the forces of darkness is... I can't even talk. Bodacious Classics. I just popped a pill. Bodacious Classics. 2433 Southeast Powell. We're going to... The gin thing, man. We're going to release the gin, the terrible dark entity. We have it on video. People who watch this video have bad things happen to them, and we're going to prove them wrong. We're going to say, look, you don't have to be afraid of this. We're going to show it. It's like The Ring or something. The guys, they put this in their computers and they watch it. They end up getting automobile accidents or they end up dying or something. And so
final,
do it anyway.
The final comment here comes from Rick. Thanks for the party and the eye candy. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I think that place might have been too small. So there you go. Okay, let's see. Oh, hey, we want to remind you guys that coming up at the Twilight tonight, Lopez, porn store janitor, the Altar Boys. The Altar Boys, by the way, helped us with a huge, huge deal by getting us at Amplified. That's going to be tonight at AC/DC show. That's tonight at the Twilight. Lopez, porn store janitor, Altar Boys, AC/DC. Tomorrow, Dry County Crook City release party at Mount Tabor, 4811 Southeast Hawthorne. We want to thank the Red Line Inn, Brad of Page One, Michael Hacker, Budget Computers, DJ Drama, and J-Dog, the new Phoenix, Richard Cheese, the 1080 Girls, Beaverton Music, Anna Lloyd Center, 800 Octane, Nate, and the Altar Boys, everybody who came out last night and put up with less than ideal conditions. We will make it all up to you in spades. We appreciate you listening and spreading the word. You're all your patronage. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producer 1F Matt Peterson. Have a good weekend. Don't let the bastards grind it down. See you Monday. Bye.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.